I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring announced that his office has opened a, quote, ongoing investigation into whether there has been any sexual abuse and cover-up of the abuse in the state's two Catholic dioceses. Herring's announcement follows a similar one by Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General yesterday. In addition, just as D.C. set up a hotline, Virginia will also have a hotline that is manned by state police investigators, as well as a website for reporting abuse. Herring's statement said the state's investigation was initiated because of the Pennsylvania grand jury report that was released this summer. Vice President Mike Pence stated that in response to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, the Trump administration will be revoking the visas of some of the Saudi officials that have been incriminated in Khashoggi's death. International response has been varied, with Australia stating they are considering a ban on arms sales with Saudi Arabia. Spain has stated that despite their, quote, dismay over the murder, they'll be going forward with past arms sales contracts. And Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May said the country will ban the suspects in the killing from entering Britain. While speaking at the Future Investment Initiative today, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said that Khashoggi's murder is a, quote, heinous crime that cannot be justified. The U.S. Secret Service intercepted a package that turned out to be a bomb that was addressed to Hillary Clinton. A possible explosive device was also sent to former President Barack Obama, and another suspicious package was found at CNN's offices in New York City, prompting an evacuation and the bomb squad to be called. Investigators believe that the bomb found near the Clintons' home is connected to the one found on Monday on the property of billionaire George Soros. The White House released a statement condemning the attempted attacks, calling them, quote, despicable. Pope Francis has removed Bishop Martin Holley of Memphis, Tennessee, from overseeing the Memphis Diocese. The Pope has appointed Archbishop Joseph Kurtz of Louisville, Kentucky, as apostolic administrator of the diocese, although he will remain the Archbishop of Louisville as well. Bishop Holley is the former auxiliary bishop of Washington and became the Bishop of Memphis in October 2016. No reason for Bishop Holley's removal has been released as of yet. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.